Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Groth moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 0 for 1 in the game. LePond hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easter strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Doby reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Boone hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Saul Raghavan now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hegan strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raghavan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0-for-1 in the game. Raghavan strikes out. One out. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lipon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Mitchell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mitchell. Callaway scores. Pretty goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 5 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lipon fields it and throws to second for the out. Easter moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Groth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Saul Raghavan. Al Benton now pitching. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Calvert now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty strikes out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.